"I am coming quickly." Those are the words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But when is Jesus coming back? Are you prepared for that day? This morning on After the Sunrise, Pastor Daryl talks about being prepared for the day of Christ's return. Today's message is entitled, "How Quickly is Quickly?"
Three times in Revelation chapter 22, we find Jesus saying, "I am coming quickly." That is, if you're using the King James Version of the Bible. In the New International Version, the Bible says, "I am coming soon." No matter what translation you use of God's Word, the fact is, Jesus is coming back to this earth to establish His kingdom, and you and I had better be prepared. Good morning, everyone. I'm Pastor Daryl Cardwell from the North Salem Church of God. For many years, I sat in the pew at church and heard preacher after preacher talk about the return of Christ. For many years, I myself have stood in the pulpit on Sunday morning and preached about the return of Christ. The fact of the matter is this. Throughout the Gospels, and in Paul's letters, and in the book of Revelation, it gives us signs and warnings concerning the coming of Jesus. The main thrust of each of these books is this. We had better be prepared. Do you remember as a child how you would do things that you knew that if you were caught by your parents that you'd be dead meat? Remember the old saying, getting your hand caught in the cookie jar? Remember how you used to post a guard at the door so you could find out when Mom and Dad were coming? Well, no matter what we were doing, Mom and Dad always knew that we were up to no good. And unfortunately, the punishment was quite severe. If you have your Bible this morning, turn with me to the Gospel of Mark. Mark chapter 13, and we're going to start with verse 32. Mark chapter 13, verse 32. This is Jesus talking. He said, "No one knows about the day or the hour, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. Be on guard, be alert. You do not know the time when it will come. It's like a man going away. He leaves his house and he puts his servants in charge, each with his assigned task. And he tells the one at the door to keep watch. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know when the owner of the house will come back, whether in the evening, or at midnight, or when the rooster crows, or at dawn. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch. What I say to you, I say to everyone, watch." The master of the house, in this case, is Jesus. He's gone away, but he's coming back. But the Bible just told us, nobody knows when Jesus is coming back. Nobody. I love to go to the grocery store or to just the, like, Walmart or Kmart or someplace like that. And as I'm checking out, I like to read the tabloids as I'm waiting in line to go pay for my items. Every year, around New Year's, there's always some new predictions for the new year. Undoubtedly, there's some kind of prediction about the return of Jesus. People like Jeannie Dixon or Edgar Casey, who's been dead forever, or Nostradamus, they all had something to say about Jesus' return. One of the best tabloids I've ever read was when we found out that the Hubble telescope had found heaven, and you could see the pearly gates and everything from afar. Well, I don't believe the tabloids. Hopefully you don't either, but, you know, people out there do believe these things. Jesus was very plain in the scripture when he said, "Nobody knows, but everyone should do one thing. Watch." Watch out for Jesus' return. Right before that text that I read, Jesus gave us signs and warnings about his return, and he gave us things to watch out for. In Mark chapter 13, and start with verse 5, it says, "Jesus said to them, 'Watch out that no one deceives you. Many will come in my name, claiming that I am he, and many will be deceived. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places, and famines. These are the beginning of the birth pains. You must be on your guard. You'll be handed over to the local councils and flogged in the synagogues on account of me, and you will stand before governors and kings as witnesses to them. And the gospel must first be preached to all nations." Jesus gave just a few signs here in these short verses, but I have to ask you some questions. Have any of these signs ever come to pass? Have you ever read that someone has already seen Jesus, or that they said that they were Jesus themselves? I can go back to those tabloid things again. Have you heard about wars or any rumors of wars? Folks, I don't have to tell you this by going to anywhere. Anyway, there are wars all over this world that we live in. Just a side note, I pray for the soon return of our servicemen and women, and I pray that they come home safe. Please join me in that prayer. Have you ever heard of earthquakes in strange places? Does the word tsunami mean anything? We were all shocked when that took place. Then look at the disaster that happened and all of the destruction. What about famines? Our church just did a fundraiser among our own people to raise money for irrigation buckets for our families that live in Africa. We raise that money for those bucket kids because there's droughts. And when there's droughts, there's famines. And now here's a strange question. Have you ever heard of the internet? Do you think that the gospel is being preached throughout the entire world? I bet you it is, because I myself have posted articles and items of news, and many of those have been read around the world. I've communicated with people in Australia, Japan, China, all over the world that want to hear the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And I've had the opportunity to preach that gospel or to share that gospel with them via the internet. All of these things are signs and warnings of Jesus' return and about the establishment of his kingdom. So you may be asking, is it really a big deal if Jesus comes back? For those of you who are Christian, there's a great anticipation and hope at the return of Jesus. But those of you who are not Christians and have never given your life over to Christ for him to be your Lord and Savior, there should be a sense of what I'll call impending doom. Because at his return, those of you who don't have Christ as Savior, you'll be destroyed in the lake of fire. The lake of fire is better known as hell. Some people do not believe that Jesus will come back. Well, I have to think about this for a moment. Is there any time in Scripture, the inspired Word of God, when Jesus ever lied to me? I can't find it anywhere where he did lie to me. The greatest assurance that I have is when Jesus himself talked to us about his crucifixion, his burial, and his resurrection. All three of these things happened just as Jesus told us that they would. So, if you would please, listen to the scripture in John chapter 14. And in this text, it gives us a very, very important message. Jesus said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms, and if it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." Thomas said to him, "Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." What was it that Jesus said? "I will come back. I will come back. If I go away, I'll come back. I promise you, as I am sitting here talking to you on the radio, Jesus will come back. He's promised us that. Just like he promised about his death, burial, and resurrection, he's promised to us that he will come back again to establish his kingdom. In the Gospel of Luke, this is what Jesus says about the signs of his return. Luke chapter 21, verses 27 and 28. He says, "When you have seen these signs, at that time they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. When these things begin to take place, stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing nigh. Stand up, lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing nigh. I have to ask you a few questions. Don't I always have questions for you? The questions are these. Are you prepared for Jesus to come back? Have you been immersed in the waters of baptism? Baptism that symbolizes the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ? If Jesus were to come back today, do you know if you would have a place in the kingdom? You know that place that you just talked about where he's gone away and prepared a place for you? The return of Jesus for some of you may mean eternal life. Unfortunately, it could for others mean eternal death in the lake of fire, hell. Some preachers believe in electronic transference of salvation. They believe that all you have to do is place your hand on the radio and repeat some type of sinner's prayer. I have something to tell you. No place in Scripture is that ever taught, and you will never, ever, ever hear me ask you to do so. I will not ask you to place your hand on the radio and repeat after me, and then you'll be saved. That's not what the Bible teaches. The Bible does teach, however, repentance and baptism and continuance. To repent of our sins, to do a complete 360 or 180. That math thing gets me all confused. But in other words, turn your life around completely and to turn your life over to Christ. And then the baptism, like I said, immersion in baptism, to be fully overwhelmed with the water. A symbol of Jesus' death and burial and his resurrection, as Jesus was placed in the grave, completely covered over by the dirt, and then raised back to life by God through his power of his Holy Spirit. And then there's that last word, continuance. What is continuance? Building a strong relationship with God and his Son, Jesus Christ. A strong relationship with God and his Son, Jesus Christ. You see, a lot of people think that your baptism is the end. Well, they're correct. It's the front end. It's the beginning of a relationship that will last a lifetime. Your lifetime. If Jesus doesn't come back until the time that you die, you'll be placed in the grave just as Jesus was, and you'll wait there for him to call you back from the dead. The scriptures say, "For the Lord shall return with a shout, with a loud command, with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And then those of us who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds, and so shall we ever be with the Lord." And the Bible says that the meek shall inherit the earth. Where will God's kingdom be? Right here on this earth. Granted, it'll probably be cleansed and purified, but it'll be a place where we can live with God and his Son, Jesus Christ. Have you built a true relationship with God? Do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? Have you turned your life over to him and been immersed in the waters of baptism? Do you have Jesus Christ as your personal Savior? The Bible's very clear. 1 John chapter 5, verses 11 through 13 says this, "And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. These things are written that you may know that you have eternal life." I know for a fact, right now, as I'm sharing this message with you, that if Jesus were to come back to establish this kingdom, that I'd have a part of that kingdom. The scriptures just promised me that. Because of one thing, I have the Son. And I want you to have the Son too. I want you to have Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. For you. But it's up to you to make a conscious decision to accept Christ as Savior, and to be immersed in the waters of baptism, and to live a life of one who has a relationship with Christ. The thing is that, you know, God doesn't want any of us to die in the lake of fire. He wants us all to live, and to live in the kingdom of God, a place that Jesus has gone away to prepare a place. The Bible in Revelation chapter 1 gives us some very beautiful scriptures. It says there will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain. It says the old order of things have passed away, and everything has become new. But the greatest thing is, it says that God will be there, and He'll be our Father. I look forward to the day when Jesus comes back to establish the kingdom. It is for me an anticipation of love and hope and a place to live forever with God and His Son Christ. If you'd like some more information on how to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, Tara, in the last part of the program, will tell you how to get in touch with me or someone from the North Salem Church of God. I look forward to seeing each of you in God's kingdom. But if Jesus doesn't come back, I'll look forward to sharing with you again next week after the sunrise.
This morning, Pastor Daryl talked about being prepared for Christ's return to establish His kingdom. If you would like some more information about the return of Christ, or just some information about the North Salem Church of God, there are two ways to contact us. You can send a letter to After the Sunrise, 13263 4th Road, Plymouth, Indiana, 46563. Or send an email to afterthesunrise@mchsi.com. The North Salem Church of God is located just north of the Triway Outdoor Theaters. Pastor Daryl has a weekly column in the Plymouth Pilot News. He is on the Faith page each Saturday morning. His articles bring a fresh perspective to some timely topics. And we would love to have you come and worship with us. Our Sunday school begins at 9:30 with our worship service following at 10:30. We hope to see you this Sunday. Until then, we will share with you again next week after the sunrise.